Back to Drex. I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
An audio engineer knows which gear there is.
You need to run your source through the DNS 1500 first.
This always did feel like one of those shows that would go for a while.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, I know a lot of ladies watch The Bachelor, and I've been warned that I'd better not do any spoilers, but it is hometown date week on The Bachelor.
Bachelor Ben narrowed his harem down to three women, hometown date week. The hometown dates are a magical moment when The Bachelor gets a chance to look into a father's eyes and say, "Sir, I care about your daughter as well as the three other daughters I'm currently making out with on helicopters." But it's easy to get caught up. This was a pretty excellent exchange between JoJo and her mom tonight.
I'm falling in love with him, and I'm so scared. Mom, I'm so scared. I just don't want to get hurt.
You're not going to get hurt, you beautiful.
I know, but I'm just like, it's so hard for me. I didn't know if I was going to be able to, like, open myself up again after my last relationship.
But you did, and he was right by next to you, right?
Yeah, Mom, I'm just, it's like, it's hard, it's scary. There's three other girls still involved.
Oh.
This is what you don't want to watch if you're a guy in the house. This goes on. I mean, Joe Tobin is my guest. Joe, welcome to the studio.
Hello. This sounds amazing. I got to tell you.
Do you have a woman in your life that watches this?
I have some friends that watch it. Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't just say women, but
yeah, you should. You should. It's okay.
I mean, there are rules to watching The Bachelor.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What are the rules? Well, I'm guessing some kind of spoiler.
Okay. No talking whatsoever.
What?
No talking whatsoever. No speaking.
During the show?
Yes, I'm not allowed to speak. But you know,
are these like Geneva Convention rules? Like,
yes,
where are these coming from?
Yes, these are my house. It's at the same decibel as a 747 taking off. So
this is in your house.
Yes, so naturally.
Oh, I thought these were actually like universal rules.
It probably is.
There are other universal rules.
How do you not talk during it? You personally, how do you?
Well, first of all,
I had like 8 jokes just during that clip, and I wasn't even watching it.
It's nonstop.
It also requires nonstop. One of those big, what are they, a liter and a half of Chardonnay.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
That's another rule.
So are you watching this season?
No, I don't want anything to do with it.
Do you watch it?
No, it's just, I can't even deal.
I know there was a situation on some place called Pig Island. I think it was a pig island earlier. They went on a date, with 12 of them. They all went on a group date. And there were just a bunch of just wild pigs just roaming around. I think it was pigs.
Pig Island.
It sounds, check it out. Are you looking? You're looking that up.
Of course, okay, everything. So,
it's Pig Island, man.
I actually have.
There's pigs in the water.
JoJo's one of them. JoJo comes home to roses and love, a love letter from her ex. So I bet that's dramatic. JoJo tells Ben about the roses from her ex. Ben is the bachelor, I suppose.
Okay, Ben's the...
Okay. So, I mean, it's played so loud to keep me out of the room, then, you know, she VCRs it so there's no stopping it, you know, so there's no commercial interruption. And then the other thing that I've learned from women in the office is that if it's a two-hour Bachelor, and aren't most of them 2 hours? Don't ask any questions.
Most of them are 2 hours?
Yes. The other rule is don't ask any questions about what happened during the second hour because they don't remember, because they're already at least a bottle of wine in. Yes, they're already a bottle of wine in. One bottle for each hour.
Okay. This is an investment.
Yeah.
And I also, now apparently, again, this is friends of mine watch it, so I'm kind of just, I'm personally avoiding the show because I know that if I started watching it, I would get 100% roped in. Like, no doubt about it. It looks like such a great.
It's super silly fun.
But they have this, apparently, I guess they have this great rule where, like, they kind of, I think, like, whoever comes in second, whoever the runner-up is.
Commit suicide.
I wish.
Oh no, we're not that lucky.
But then I think it's some kind of, it's kind of like relegation in European football, where like the person that's second runner-up bachelor, she gets to go be the bachelorette on the next season of that.
No, Karen,
is that true? Do they bounce them back?
It's like the Olympics.
Not necessarily. I guess.
Oh, not necessarily. I thought it was automatic.
I have another good question. Has anyone ever gotten married on The Bachelor or Bachelorette and it worked out?
I believe.
Yes.
I'm going to take a shot at this one because I looked this up.
Okay, go ahead.
After the Pig Island thing.
The Pig Island.
I think there is actually one couple.
One.
Who has been married for a little over a year and is still going strong.
Kristen?
I'm going to guess that that's Kristen.
Oh, Tristan, because there was a Kristen, right? Wasn't there a Kristen? Who is the nutty bitch?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. Too many to count.
I think it'd be great. I want to be on the show, but I want every bachelorette to have the same name. Like just me and just 15 Amandas.
Jennifer.
Just like every week, just everyone has the same name.
Yes, Joe.
You know, I thought I had a good connection with Amanda, but Amanda was also just the whole time, just the same name. It could be anybody.
Now, I might watch this because I know it's
Amanda,
going to be...
Amanda, on the other hand, was kind of a slut.
Oh, there wasn't Amanda? Lucky guess. Oh, well, I see. I got you. Thank you.
But don't you love, I mean, at the beginning, they always throw the drunks out there at the beginning and to get rid of them because, you know, they do foolish things. They get hammered and then they're out and, you know, they got to make
some eliminations. That's where they rope in the audience, I bet.
Yeah. And God
forbid... want to see a drunk slut.
I know. Well, and God forbid they put an African-American on. I mean.
I know. Yeah. Didn't we? We came up with that almost a month ago. It's like, has there ever been
for
a.
Years. Yeah, there has been.
Wait, there was?
Now, do you mean
I thought we Googled
like
it and there wasn't.
As like the, I mean, what do you call it? Like either the Bachelor or Bachelorette or
we were going to call it Black Chiller.
Black Chiller? Black
Wow. All right.
I can't speak to fact on any of this because I don't know. Like I said, it's listened to at such a high level that I have to leave the room. My ears will bleed, and I have a radio career. I need to use these ears.
2 hours a week, man. That's a big commitment.
Well, you remove commercials. So that cuts
still,
it down
it cuts
to
it
about
like what,
an hour
like a
20.
$1.30 still, though.
Yeah. That's a lot of.
And it sounds like from that clip we're getting down like maybe 3 or 4. We're getting into the nitty gritty here, like the playoffs. The playoffs now?
Joe Tobin is my guest. He's going to be in San Jose tomorrow night at the Improv.
Sorry, yes. But for reals, a People article from 6 weeks ago says Black Bachelor might finally happen. ABC boss hints.
Well, I hope so.
Or Entertainment Weekly, I should say, but same thing.
Let me see. Ben visited the hometowns of the remaining 4 women on The Bachelor last night when JoJo got back
that's
to
what,
her
that's
house.
What hometown dating week is?
Yeah.
They go to the home?
Yeah. So that's as real as it gets because, you know, they have to meet the parents. And, of course, the parents know that this is like my daughter or my son's being a whore.
Sure.
Yeah. And for instance, my mother refuses to watch this show. She goes, Drex, I'm not going to watch a show about whores. Why would I watch a horror show?
Did you tell her that's not necessarily the case?
Her thing is anybody who dates a 12 different people at once is a whore.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Please tell me your mom says whore, though.
Whore.
She doesn't say whore? She's from the East Coast, right?
East Coast whore.
I just
want
to see the part when Ben goes to each of the dads and says, I would like your permission.
That's when it gets really good, right?
I want to marry your daughter for the next 4 to 6 months.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's hear some of the visits. Okay, so this is a visit. Okay, JoJo comes home to roses and a love letter from her ex. I don't know if we're going to hear the parents.
JoJo, I first want to start by saying I'm writing in not because you are on the show. It's because I have spent the last 39 days self-reflecting and soul-searching about you and me. I gave you my time, made you laugh, and we did everything together. I am human and make mistakes, and it has taken this journey to understand what true love really is. Wait. No. This letter's
not
from
Ben.
I was going to say, what is that music?
It's from my ex. I would feel better if I were to talk to him. I got your letter. I just don't really know what to say.
I understand.
Then why are you calling? I don't know what to say.
There were so many times that you walked away and didn't look back, not even when I begged you to stay. And now you're doing this? Like now?
This is how I feel. I care so much about you and I love you so much.
But you didn't while we were together.
Yes, but what is she doing? Well, she's on horror vision. She's on horror vision.
Does music run the whole time?
Yes, loudly. Yeah. I must say the videography is beautiful. I mean, they go to beautiful places.
Sure.
It's stunning to watch.
Pig Island.
Pig Island.
Pig Island has never looked better, I think, than it has on that.
Really visual.
That music is out of control. Also, I think that at one point she mentioned self-reflecting as opposed to what other kind of reflecting?
I don't know. Why is this happening now? Well, I don't know. You're on a horror show now. So why is it?
Why are you writing to me now that I'm on television?
Right. Yes.
Can we give it a proper name and just call it Whore Vision or something?
Whore Vision, yes. That's
the Whore Show.
Get my mother on the phone.
I'm not watching that. That's a bunch of whores.
Oh, Ben, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Who knew we could have so much fun, so Joe,
with
the
show
Bachelor.
We've never watched?
Right.
We got JoJo. Who else do we have left?
You know what I have for you? Unethical hacks.
Okay.
Look at this. Joe Tobin.
Look at that.
Right at the top.
We also want to know if you've heard of or maybe have a friend who works at Zenefits.
Oh, yeah, that's another
one. Zenefits?
Have you heard about this?
I have not, but it sounds interesting. Are we going to talk
about
that?
They're not very zen, as it turns out.
Oh, it's that. Oh, okay, it's Zen. Oh, I got it.
Tech company, cute name.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, they're all over the news. You'll hear about it tomorrow. Well, you'll hear it here first, coming up next, along with Joe Tobin. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGOE 10.
This is the Drex Radio Show.
150 people has a brain aneurysm. Every 18 minutes, a brain aneurysm erupts. Half of brain aneurysms result in death. Will it strike you or someone you love? The Brain Aneurysm Foundation is the globally recognized leader in brain aneurysm education, awareness, advocacy, support, and research funding. The Brain Aneurysm Foundation, raising awareness and ending fear. To learn facts at bafound.org. That's bafound.org.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Drunk girl getting up and falling down. It's
the
cool
honor of the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. Drunk Which one? Girl, drunk girl. Well, drunk girl, the Bachelor.
Drunk girl, oh my God, embarrassing. No way, this is not happening. Drunk girl.
Why is this not the theme song for the show?
It's a whole show.
This would be a great theme song. I'm just picturing the montage of all the contestants falling out of the shot.
Them all lined up at the clinic to check and see if they have chlamydia.
Yeah, just crying. Yelling.
Chlamydia, gonorrhea, holla. Okay.
That's a great. Who did that?
Yeah, who is that, Karen? I don't know.
Adorable.
Oh, that's on Funny or Die.
Oh,
Funny
wow.
or Die. Yeah, that's
for
funny.
Them.
That's
I think
funny.
That's great. That should be the. Got to be the theme for the show.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that.
Hold my hair back. I think I'm gonna vomit.
That's Michelle. Michelle.
Not a bad song. Catchy.
And then the die part for Funny or Die. Drown that bitch in the hot tub.
It reminds me of like Dead Milkman or something. They had a punk rock girl travel around the world kind of.
Oh my God. Okay. So.
It's got a very 90s sound to it.
You know what? When you Google drunk girl, the third thing that autofills is on Bachelor 2016.
There you have it.
I don't need you to tell me what happens when you Google drunk girl. All right. I know what the.
And then hit images. Oh my God.
All right. And Jobin.
That's the abbreviation.
So you're having Tobin Mike Night.
Yes.
Yes. March 23rd.
Docs Lab in North Beach. It's comedy music every other month. TobinMikeNight.com. There's also a link, I think, still on your site.
Okay. KGORadio.com. Yeah. And tomorrow night at the Improv in San Jose. Okay. So we were talking about other comedians, Paul Rodriguez, and I asked if you knew.
I don't know him personally. I know his work.
I do know. Not like I have his phone number or anything, but I know him from working in Texas forever. So anyway, so he's talking about Will Smith. That he says Will Smith was a jerk to him on the set of Ali and may have been on steroids. Take a listen to this.
What happened was that the guy was playing Dr. Ferdy Pacheco. We were on the set, and for whatever reason, the real Ferdy Pacheco went on the set drunk. And he's upset that that his part isn't bigger and that I'm playing it. He wanted Andy Garcia to play him. And it escalated to the point where he started using the N-word. So the police had to come and escort him off. So from then on, Will never looked at me the same. He started saying just offensive stuff to me when I said, man, if there's something about me that I try to apologize, there's something about me, what did I do? There was no cause to insult me, or maybe the steroids he was using to beef up. I don't know that for a fact. You know, I've done a couple of films with him, and we didn't end up so good. I'd never work with him again. He was an a-hole.
Well, what do you really think?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Some strong take there on
Will
Smith.
You will not be in the new Independence Day. Yeah.
But I like that he's taking it. I'm not going to work with him again. Like, okay, yeah. Thanks for clearing that up. You're
making the choice.
Thanks for clearing that up. He was just about to call you for Men in Black 6 or whatever they're...
Put down the phone.
Don't you find that in comedy with other comedians? I mean, there are some people you just can't get along with, you know?
Sure, but I mean, I'm surprised that he would say that, like, so...
Publicly.
So publicly, yeah. And then, like, sort of throw things like, hey, it must have been the steroids. I mean, I don't know about that, but, oh, okay, well, then
why didn't I just hurl accusations?
Right, what kills me about not only comedians, but actors or singers or famous people, when they cross the pond, whether they're in England or wherever they're in Europe, or especially in Australia, for some reason, they think that stuff never gets back to the United States. You know.
Yeah, no one will pay attention.
No one will ever hear that I say this about that person.
And also, especially like if you're, you know, if you were a comedian, right, and you have an outlet, like if you have some hot takes on Will Smith, then write some jokes and say it on stage. Like it just comes off kind of, you know.
What was that? Rebel Wilson was down under in Australia, and she was ripping on the Kardashians.
Yeah, was she from
allegedly,
there?
And she was just down under, and I guess it was one of those things. So the story goes. I always have to throw allegedly out there because I don't know exactly what she said.
So they mad at
Rebel
Wilson,
and who cares? The Kardashians.
They're like, we're not going to work with her again.
Yeah, so it's like you said, the People versus OJ. I should find that.
You should find that clip.
That cut. Okay, so do you know about the San Francisco startup Zenefits bans sex and alcohol in the office? This was at two places. It was in the Daily Mail today.
Oh, it's everywhere
and now. And it's on SF Gate now. Whiskey shots, kegs of beer, bottles of champagne, packs of cigarettes, quickies in the stairwell, the makings for a frat house party. Nope, these were allegedly all part of the culture at San Francisco software startup Zenefits.
And where do we pick up an application?
This is according to SF Gate. But now the party is over, which is probably a good thing, parentheses, for a company operating in the highly regulated health and insurance industry. So they're cracking down on inappropriate behavior. Well, you know, good for them. I mean, not like it doesn't go on at other places. And, you know, you got to think they're probably all young 20-somethings. That's what happens. They're having a good time.
What does Zenefits do?
That flew by quickly.
In the hallway?
Health insurance provider something? Let me see. I thought I heard you say.
Yes, the highly regulated health insurance industry.
Health
according
insurance.
To the SF Gate people.
Yeah.
And then they're getting all the STDs.
You're going to need their health insurance after you. Well,
they're cracking down. Okay. We're getting some calls on that. Maybe somebody will give us some input.
It's the Zenefits folks like, hey, stop, knock it off.
Not me, man. It's all over the internet. It's blowing up.
Yeah.
What can we do? I mean, you know.
It's crazy.
It's like the Kesha thing today.
No, what I didn't see today that was the latest.
Oh,
I've been semi-following this.
Yes, Kesha is not getting out of her contract with Sony.
No?
No. Oh,
man.
No. It's not going to happen. She was told to get back in there and produce the other four albums that she's told.
Four albums?
Well, she made...
That's
she signed,
left
she signed a record deal for six. So she only made two, yo, four. Yeah. And we had an attorney on, Mari Fagel, during the 7 o'clock hour talking about it. And it was basically like, you know, you got to knuckle down.
Man.
Okay, I have these unethical hacks, which are just perfect for you.
I'm just trying to think of some other, like, how can we help Kesha get out of this contract? Maybe do, like, a spoken word album, or maybe...
No, she just comes... Can she do a hit.
Can she do three greatest hits albums based on her previous two?
Those
I just want to try
ideas.
To get her...
Like, remixes, mashups,
TikTok, yeah.
The dance she version should do that, extended.
You know what? She should do that like, American songbook junk. People do that really quick, like, singing old standards. That's a really good way to burn through some contract, you know.
Go Gaga on her. Yeah, exactly. Go Gaga. Yeah.
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
And by the way, that whole Tony Bennett Gaga thing revolutionized Lady Gaga's
Didn't
career
it?
Because it was
Completely.
in the pooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
For sure.
She could do something that this that the band Everclear did, which is do a remix of their own songs.
Let's
done that twice.
We'll be back with Joe Tobin right now. Let's check in with Brian Pelletier in the KGO newsroom.
Back to Drex. I'm Brian Pelletier, KGO 810.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm sorry, baby. It's bad news about Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah, he's going to be our new president.
No.
I know. I know, baby. I know. There's nothing I can do about it. Nobody's ready.
I know.
But Trump's going to be the new one. Obama's been there for 8 years. It's going to go to hell in a handbasket. My generation will probably be fine, but you're screwed. Oh, baby. I'm sorry.
I want to tell my mom.
Why? Why? Your mom is the one voting for him.
Apparently, that's the fact of moms in Nevada. It looks like Trump is winning. Yeah, they're about to call it. Standing by for Trump victory speech.
No, it's been called. I think the Washington Post said so a little bit ago.
How many votes was it, Joe? Like 6,000?
When I came in, it was 900 and something.
Oh, like, there we go. It was like Trump, 2,221 votes. I mean, that's how few people show up.
It was like high school student council type numbers that he was pulling down.
Right, and we have 44 more hours and counting until the next CNN Republican presidential debate.
That's what they're counting down already?
Yeah.
Aren't?
Oh, my God. That means that will be on our show. Okay. All right. Let's move on. Joe Tobin is my guest. If you think about between here and November, there's going to be a lot of preemptions.
A lot of preemptions.
Yes. That's like PE. Just saying,
I think that's
if you're
the
a radio
total
guy.
Amount of time that they've been debating, 43 hours. 54.
Are they counting up? No, it looks like they're counting down. Yeah, I wish it was that. Yeah, I wish.
Okay. Well, doesn't it seem like it? Maybe it's even longer. I don't know. Have they been debating 60 hours?
Why
I don't
do
know.
Why do we need to have a debate every other day? I don't understand.
I also want to know. I'm wondering, like, we've been, since I got here at the top of the hour, as you guys say in the business, we've been looking at this screen of a podium with Trump's name and no Trump, waiting for him to give a speech.
Because
what is he waiting for? Like, what
they
is
have
he doing?
Nothing else to do.
He's
to
waiting
talk
for the
about.
Viagra to take effect.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
No. Well, the networks they have nothing else to go to, so they just they don't have unethical life hacks. Like, I'm going to run by you.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because you're on the road all the time.
Yeah, reset.
Yes. Okay. Unethical. So Joe
Tobin. Very smooth.
Right. So you can get free breakfast whenever you want by stealing it from hotels. I mean, you just have to be...
But you mean like not a hotel that you're staying at, just like where the Days Inn is get some waffles.
For sure, the Hilton Garden Inn. It's occurred to me many times on the road. You know, just dress decently, walk in, act like grab a USA Today and sit down and eat.
Tell you something, next time you go like to a conference, you just keep you keep a lanyard.
Dude, oh, my God.
No one's going to ask
Can I tell
questions.
You something? Biggest thing. Vegas. We're talking about Nevada.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy used to go and bust weddings all the time.
Oh,
I mean, we would
no,
go to the
didn't.
Floor where the ballrooms were and just walk right in and booze ourselves silly and then leave. Yes.
And then the next
the
day you're hungover.
Now who's
you
a drunk girl?
Here. Howdy. Yes. That's a good one.
And then the next day when you're hungover, you just go to the nearest, nearest Comfort Quality Inn, get a free breakfast.
Big plate of eggs.
Yes, get as many bowls of Cheerios as you want.
Get a free phone charger by telling a bartender you think you left yours there. Why? Because people really do leave their phone chargers there, so they're not going to argue with you. They'll just give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. You just say, I left my iPhone charger here.
Yeah,
they probably have 20 of them.
We talked about that the last time you were here because of the bars in Japan just have outlets by every stool, right?
I don't remember. That sounds right.
Is that not you?
Smart.
I'm going to tell you people a really naughty Bart trick now. Are you ready?
Oh.
Stand by. Not saying I did it. Just saying. Okay. Get cheaper parking at parking garages. So just get a ticket like normal when you go in, but then walk back to the entrance and get another one before you leave, and you use that one to exit.
That's terrible.
That's genius.
I think
sometimes it might be free because it's under
it's
an
like
hour.
Under the
or
hour.
Two. Yeah.
But you'll be on camera taking a ticket out
please.
With no vehicle.
My
camera,
God.
What camera?
On BART.
Are you talking about the BART garages?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm just saying.
Just garages
any
in
garage.
General. Yeah,
any garage. So you're on camera. No one looks at those security things unless there was a Red Room.
You know what? If you're really worried about that, Heather, here's what you do. Just like take your jacket off the second time.
Right.
Then it's two different people.
Trust me, no one cares.
No one cares.
Right.
That's a genius idea.
You're welcome,
See,
America.
See, I'm going to do this, and the guy in the little golf cart that patrols the garage is going to come screaming after me.
Okay.
No, you're going to be fine.
Where
are you parking that has guys in golf carts monitoring it?
Let's go over some other...
What? It's safe places?
Safe. It's safe.
Unethical.
Sounds very safe.
Unethical life hacks, and I know they're unethical and immoral, but we're doing them anyway.
Nothing unethical about stealing breakfast.
That's right.
Throw so much of that food away.
If something breaks, just buy another one. Switch it out with the old one and return it with the new receipt. Apparently, it works best at big chains like Walmart. Oh, I know people who've done this all the
time. This is why things are too expensive. Yeah,
right.
Don't do that. That's terrible.
That one's a little bit trickier because you have to hope that whatever it is you have that broke, you know, is still.
I know, like, but on people just return stuff all the time. You know, let's face it. I mean, the whole thing where you wear the you buy the clothes and you hide the price tag and then you wear it out and then you return it.
You know? Oh my God! So, I'm not in on this either. He's like, you know, when you do that thing and everybody does it, and I'm like, no one does that.
Hello, let me tell you something. I had a girlfriend, she wasn't my girlfriend, but she worked at the station, this girl. She would go to Neiman Marcus and get a $2,500 dress, hide the tag, wear it, and take it back Monday.
See, we're right on the line between, like, life hacks and just the life of a criminal. Like, it's
thank
right
you.
On the line.
Well, I'm just, you
these
know.
These are good. These are
this
good.
Is horrible. This is why I had trouble returning a dress that I did not, in fact, wear to Nordstrom one time.
I'm still thinking that breakfast one sounds like fun. Just pretend to be
the
a guest.
Breakfast
just talk
one
to the
is
other guests.
So easy.
I'm
yes.
down with that
and
one.
The Marriott
were you guys
one.
In, were you guys yeah. in town from? You know, just pretend you're a tourist.
Right. Now, there are some, I think I mentioned the Hilton Garden Inn, and I think they charge you, but, like, if I stayed at the Marriott Residence Inn, they threw free stuff out there every day, so just walk in. I mean,
sure.
I mean, you could. I mean, if you were naughty, I'm not encouraging people to. God. Next.
We were okay with the breakfast thing, but
like
the jewelry and the electronics and vehicles is a bit much.
Get free Chipotle by using a credit card that doesn't work, or just swipe it the other way without the bar. And then act like it doesn't work. Their business model is based on keeping the line moving. So according to a former manager, if your card doesn't work and you make a big stink about it, and you'll dig through your wallet like, oh, I don't have any cash, they just usually give it to you for free.
You are kidding.
Oh, no.
Well, I don't want Chipotle
again,
free
again,
or otherwise.
Of, you know, sort of a hack, sort of a misdemeanor. A little bit, column A, a little column B.
Don't cancel a trip at the last minute and then lose your deposit. Oh, I've heard of this one. Just reschedule it and pick a date that falls outside of their no refund deadline. Then log back into their website the next day and cancel it for a full refund. That's a travel tip.
Wow. Okay. Wait. That sounds like several steps. Do that again. So you got
okay.
Trip?
So let's say you bought a ticket that's not refundable. Okay. So you go on the site and you change the date and buy a fully refundable ticket.
Okay.
Let's say what you were paying $300 for, you pay $1,300 for. All right, so you upgraded it to a fully refundable ticket. Mm-hmm. All right, okay, so then you get the confirmation you have it, and you go in the next day and just cancel it.
But you're still out the original $300.
No, you added to it. You made it a full fare ticket.
Oh, I see. So you paid three.
Yeah,
then
so you added
grand.
You added $1,000 to it.
And then tomorrow I get back my full $13.
You upgraded. Hours, you upgraded to four.
Gotcha.
Business class
and
first class.
And then you can cancel it, so at least you're not out the $300.
That's right.
Is that the point?
Okay, now see, that one I like. That one's smart.
That yes. way you get all your money back.
Right.
Yeah. Screw the airlines.
I like
they've
that one.
Screwed us all hard.
We're having fun now, kids. And then, well, this works so well. Now, I had surgery, so I had the disability card. But I'm just saying, when you have a disability, you roll right through. I mean, they just push you right through. So get through airport security faster by traveling with a cane. If you walk with a limp and pretend to have trouble with your bags, someone will move you to the priority screening area, and you skip the entire line. That one's true.
This is why pimps get through first, because they got the cane, man.
Yeah.
They got the cane, the big hat. No one's stopping them.
Yeah, when I had surgery, but I showed them the card. I was cool about it. But, they put you in a wheelchair, and they just, woo!
I was
now,
thinking
you have a $5
that.
Tip, though, by the way. The dude who pushes you through.
That's what the TSA guy that moves you through?
No, the airline dude who pushes you through. I mean, you got to give him a few bucks.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't have known that.
When I was in Atlanta,
you go back tomorrow and steal the money from his pocket, and then you go get your money back.
That's a good job. I like that.
It's just a life hack, bro.
You know how big Hartsfield is. So when I was in Atlanta, I actually had some guy from Delta pick me up at the terminal, push me all the way through the terminal, and ask where I was going. I said, well, I'm going to, Hertz, rent a car. Mm. He pushed me to the train, took me on the train.
Really?
And then pushed me out to the car.
Jeez.
Yeah. Here's $5.
That's $5. Yeah, you earned that $5.
And just rolled right through it, dude. Yeah.
Rolled
here, do
right
you want,
through.
I'm going to give this to you as a gift. There you go.
My favorite part of this, of course, people can all see this on the radio, that it says here, the top of the sheet says lifestyle nonsense. And then right below it says Joe Tobin. It's written down.
Right. I picked it for you, especially for you today. Yes.
Now you just have to autograph it for him.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the good news. That's on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
He's talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I ain't got hair in the world, but got plenty of beer. Ain't got no money in my pocket, but I'm
this is Kesha.
Here.
Yeah, TikTok. Oh, my God. Bless that girl.
Because they hear we got swagger, but we kick them to the curb unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about...
I'm looking forward to... hearing the six different remixes on her next four remix albums. She's going to do to get out of her contract.
Kesha swears under oath that Dr. Luke did not sexually assault her on drugs. That was in 2011 during a deposition. But then today, later today, Kesha, Dr. Luke forced me to lie. He's his generation's Bill Cosby. That was by Mark Gregaris, tells TMZ. Portions of Kesha's 2011 deposition are not what they seem. Kesha seems to freely say Luke never laid a hand on her and didn't roofie her.
She said that in 2011.
Yeah.
Not shocking that it'd be under duress.
Well, and the claims go back to 2006, so the statute of limitations have run out. So here's
Luke. What is this? What is he a doctor of? What is this?
Well, that was the implication to. Oh my God, I have way too much. Kesha.
He's a doctor of music mixing.
Right. What was the nasty quote? I mean, it was ridiculous. It's like two fake doctors, Dr. Cosby, whatever his name was.
Oh right, that was hilarious. Who said it?
Dr. Luke.
At least he's got it. Well, actually, did they take it back? But he at least has an honorary doctorate that Cos does, one or two. They may have taken it back.
Temple, okay. I think they took it back.
Someone such as yourself said, they have a lot in common. They're rapists, and they both pretend to be doctors.
Right, yes. And Gregaros took a parting shot saying, he's pathetic vermin. This guy is nothing more than his generation's Bill Cosby. Interestingly, they both impersonate doctors. There's the quote from TMZ. Not from Drex, thank you. All right. Let me see a couple minutes, then we'll get to the good news. Heather makes fun of my good news.
I'm excited now. Is it good?
It always starts out with someone dying.
Well,
there was a little boy with cancer. That's not good news.
No, that's not good news. Well,
and then you say, like, the townsfolk rallied around him, and you're supposed to go, like, that's amazing.
Well, I do have good news. But let me share this.
It's like people stand up and do the right thing is like good news, which, you know, to me, that's what they should have done.
If you were to marry Heather, how many hundreds of thousands of dollars do you think that would cost you in one lifetime?
Because they have a number on this.
Yeah. The average marriage, to have a happy marriage, how much
I know you
it
just
costs.
Want to steal me free breakfast.
Well, I was going to say, like,
you'd go on the cheap. You'd be like, hey, honey.
Everything I buy, I'm just buying once because then when it breaks, I'm just going to take it back and return it and get a fresh one.
Right. Your wedding dress. Yes, we'll return
that.
We'll
have so much money forever.
Well, if I'm marrying you, only the best. It's going to be at least several hundreds of thousands.
New study found, yes, it costs $381,000 to have a happy marriage. That includes about $7,750 a year for 45 years on date nights, gifts, vacations, and lingerie.
And lunch.
My God.
What's that number?
$381,000.
For how many years of marriage?
For 45 years. Well, that certainly does not apply to anybody in the Bay.
Yeah.
That is too cheap. You're getting off cheap.
Put another zero behind that, bitches. I mean, come on.
$380,000 for 45 years, though.
There's no way.
Till I walk in.
Yeah, there you go, Kesha.
I mean, the Billiard Champagne Salmon is $150 a bottle right there.
Oh, goodness gracious. Are we ready for the good news?
I guess.
Here we
go. Your wife $400,000 and then tell her to be quiet for 45 years? Like, how does
that... buy yourself something pretty.
I'll see you in 45 years. Stay happy. Here's your money.
Watch that Bachelor show as you want. At the level of a jet taking off, here's a whole warehouse full of wine.
Does that include trips to Pig Island?
I'll see you in 20 years.
First class tickets to...
Right.
Sorry, so yeah, there is good news.
And please don't sue me for divorce. Okay. So here comes the good news, Joe.
I'm ready.
A guy was driving a Jeep in, well, he got into an accident in...
There we go.
Here it comes.
This is not right. Good news.
That is in Memphis, Tennessee, and his car caught on fire after hitting the pole. Luckily, he was pulled to safety. But everything inside the Jeep burned up completely except for
literally horrible.
Except for one thing.
Once he hit that pole, it just went up in flames.
Everybody just started going in their car, getting stuff to bust the windows. I was like, we got to get this man out of his car. And we got to cut that seatbelt. So somebody to go find something to cut the seatbelt. And I said, this car's going to blow, Lord. Please let us get this man out of here.
I went back to try to wet him so if the fire got inside the car, maybe it wouldn't burn him as bad or keep him as moist as he could possibly be.
He appeared to have been completely trapped in the driver's seat because the steering wheel was pressed up against him in the chest.
So that is a God. So if you don't believe, I don't know what to say.
Oh, they didn't tell you. Okay, so like, they put him to safety. Well, yes, what the hell survived?
What survived?
Everything burned inside except the Bible. And if they would put
that's not where I thought it was going at all.
And if they would have put Ted Cruz in there, you know, he just would have turned in. He would have looked like the Terminator.
Could I point out that a Bible is a bunch of paper?
It didn't burn.
Yeah, it didn't burn.
No,
that's neither here nor there. That's not good news or bad news.
Jesus saved the Bible.
That was mostly bad news. It wasn't like it was the only copy of the Bible.
Why is there a Bible in the car?
I don't know.
Because he drives like crap.
Are people sleeping in it? Is it a hotel room?
Time out. He was the person whose car burnt on fire and almost killed him. The reason he was saved is because that Bible was in there.
Oh, so that's
that
the
must be it.
Yes, that's it.
That's the only
that's
logical
explanation. Why he lived. The Bible was the insurance company's position. Right. And how did God let him know that? Because God left the Bible intact in the burnt shell of the car.
Okay.
Does everybody get that? Can you ask John Batchelor if he got that as we go to him? Maybe he can talk about it after the top of the hour. Joe Tobin, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Always
fun.
That's what you think.
Well, you know, always carry a Bible, and you know, next time you're in a hotel,
if you carry a Bible, you might not die in a fiery car wreck.
When you do
a carbecue, as they called it when I was a kid,
a carbecue.
Yeah, that was like the morning traffic guy would talk about. We got ourselves a carbecue on the Schuylkill.
So the next time you go to do an unethical hack, which is going to be stealing,
it's going to be soon.
Yeah, so. You're going to steal the hotel breakfast from one of the hotels because no one cares. No one's going to say, "Do you have a key?"
No one's going to stop me. I have a tie on.
Go upstairs, or when you're in one of those hotel rooms, get the Gideon Bible and put it in your ride, and you'll live forever. Yeah,
and then
I'm gonna start asking the Enterprise, like when I rent cars at various rental cars, I'm gonna ask them, where's the Bible?
Is it in the glove box or the trunk? Because
wait, they can be like, do you want to get the insurance? And I just pull out the Bible, I've already got it.
Ta-da! Joe Tobin, tomorrow night in San Jose at the Improv, and March 23rd, Tobin Mike Night.
Thank you, Drex.
Okay, have a good night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO 810.